Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to In the Studio with your girl, Linus, here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Now, today is a special show. Today, I'm dedicating it to the military. Happy Veterans Day to all branches of the service and to all the members that have served in the military somewhere, sometime, living or dead. Thank you. Please believe that. Thank you for your service. I want to give a shout out to and say welcome around the world from Australia, Miss Gillian, Dubai, Philippines, England, Japan, and of course our cousins up in Canada. All right. So I have a call on the line, so let me bring this call in right quick. Probably want to say a shout out to somebody in the military. Good evening, 917.
Okay. Hold on. Hello?
Hi. You're on the air in the studio with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, it's Tina. I just wanted to give a shout-out to all of the veterans. I have two cousins that are a veteran, and my dad is a veteran.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for your family serving. That's a beautiful thing. All right. Well, let me tell you, you are welcome to stay on, or you can just listen to the show, whatever that you so desire.
Okay, I'll stay on the listen. Thank you.
Okay, baby girl. Well, also, thank you, Ms. Tina, for your shout-out. And I'd also like to give a shout-out. I come from a military family from Navy, Army, and Air Force. Some living, some dead, but I want to give a shout-out to them. Shout-out to Uncle Tim, to my father, Joseph Boyd, my uncle, J.C. Boyd. They were all in the Navy. Shout out to my brothers, Carl and Douglas. They served in the Army. And shout out to Tamiko, one of my daughter's friends. She was in the Army. And also my sister that just passed, her eldest daughter. Thank you, Cheryl. She went to Iraq twice. And also her cousin, Brenda. So, and I don't want to forget one of the Washingtons. That's a big coalition here. In my family, Patrice. With his fine-looking self. He was in the Navy. So thank you all for your services. We greatly appreciate it. So let me tell you what I thought I'd do, is give you a little background on why we even celebrate Veterans Day. I know for some of y'all, it's like, shit, I got a day off from work. That's fine with me. You know, or and they know somebody that might have participated in the service. But I think, too, you should have a little knowledge and a little background about why we celebrate Veterans Day. On the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918, an armistice or temporary cessation of hostilities was declared between the Allied nations and Germany in the First World War, then known as the Great War. Commemorating as Armistice Day, beginning the following year, November 11th became a legal federal holiday in the United States in year 1938. In the aftermath of World War II and the Korean War, Armistice Day became Veterans Day, a holiday dedicated to American veterans of all wars. Through the Great War and the Armistice Day, through the Treaty of Versailles was signed on June 28, 1919, November 11th remained in the public imagination as the date that marked the end of the Great War. In November 1918, United States President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed November 11th as the first commemorative of Armistice Day. The day's observation includes parades, public gatherings, as well as brief pauses in business activities at 11 a.m. On November 11th, 1921, an unidentified American soldier killed in the war was buried at the Arlington National Cemetery in Washington, D.C. The United States Congress had declared the day a legal federal holiday in honor of unidentified soldiers who were laid to rest at the Westminster Abbey in London and at the Arc de Triomphe in Paris. Some of you probably might remember this. Remember those little red poppies? I remember years ago, even when I was going to college, if you went to the stores and it was this time of the year, just prior, before Veterans Day, it'd be little ladies or men there, and they'd have the poppy seed, well, I want to say like a little corsage on their lapel, and then you could buy one. Well, it wasn't really buying y'all, but more or less, I would say donation. Yeah, giving a donation. So red poppies is a symbol of World War One. From the appearance in the poem in Flanders Fields by John McCrae, are sold in Canada and the United Kingdom on Remembrance Day to raise money for veterans, ha, see, or worn in the label as a tribute. On June 4, 1926, Congress passed a resolution that the recurring anniversary of November 11, 1918 should be commemorated with Thanksgiving and prayer and exercises designed to perpetuate peace through goodwill and mutual understanding between nations. And the president should issue an annual proclamation calling for the observance of Armistice Day. By that time, 27 state legislatures had made November 11th a legal holiday. An act approved on May 13, 1938, made November 11th a legal federal holiday, dedicated to the cause of world peace and to be hereafter celebrated and known as Armistice Day. In actuality now, there are no U.S. national holidays because the states retain the right to designate their own. And the government can also designate holidays for federal employees and for the District of Columbia. In practice, however, states almost always follow the federal lead. So how did Armistice Day go from there to Veterans Day? Well, America's effort during World War II, which was from 1941 to 1945, saw the greatest mobilization of the U.S. Army, Navy, Marines, and Air Force in the nation's history. More than 16 million people, some 5.7 million had served in the Korean War from 1950 to 1953. Yep, that was my oldest brother, Douglas. He served in the Korean War. In 1954, after lobbying efforts by Veterans Service Organization, the 83rd United States Congress amended the 1938 Act that had made Armistice Day a holiday, striking the word armistice in favor of veterans. President Dwight D. Eisenhower signed the legislation on June 1, 1954. So from then on, November 11th became a day to honor American veterans of all wars. The next development in the story of the Veterans Day unfolded in 1968 when Congress passed the Uniform Holidays Bill, which sought to ensure three-day weekends for federal employees and encourage tourism and travel by celebrating four national holidays: Washington's birthday, which others know now as President's Day; Memorial Day, which is what, May 31st, Veterans Day, November 11th, Columbus Day. I don't know. I don't think we get off for Columbus. I don't know. The observation of Veterans Day was set at the fourth Monday in October. The first Veterans Day under the new law was Monday, October 25th, 1971. Confusion ensued as many states disapproved of this change and continued to observe the holiday on its original date. In 1975, after it became evident that the actual date of Veterans Day carried historical and patriotic significance to many Americans, President Gerald R. Ford signed a new law returning the observation of Veterans Day to November 11th, beginning in 1978. If November 11th falls on a Saturday or Sunday, the federal government observes a holiday on the previous Friday or following Monday, respectively. Well, that's a little bit different now, because look, today is Wednesday, and the federal government and the state is off. It's the 11th of every month now. It's not, this particular holiday is not based on Monday. It's whenever the 11th falls in November, that's the holiday. Celebrating Veterans Day around the world, we have Britain, France, Australia, and Canada also commemorating the veterans of World Wars I and II on or near November 11th. Canada has Remembrance Day, while Britain has Remembrance Sunday, the second Sunday of November. In Europe, Britain, and the Commonwealth countries, it is common to observe 2 minutes of silence at 11 a.m. every November 11th. In the United States, an official wreath-laying ceremony is held each Veterans Day at the Tomb of the Unknowns in Arlington National Cemetery. Y'all have probably seen that because each president goes and put a wreath on there. While parades and other celebrations are held in states around the country, Veterans Day is not to be confused with Memorial Day, a common misunderstanding. According to the United States Department of Veterans Affairs, Memorial Day, the fourth Monday in May, honors American service members who died in service to their country or as a result of their injuries incurred during battle, while Veterans Day pays tribute to all American veterans, living or dead, but especially gives thanks to living veterans who served their country honorably during war or peace time. So there you have it, okay? Now you got a little background. Okay, let me review. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio. So, and the phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. So you can call and give a shout-out to your favorite military person. It doesn't matter whether they're relative or not. It's just that that's your way of honoring them. Let me see. I think that's it. So we're going to take a quick little break, and we'll be right back. And I'm coming back with entertainment news. So y'all better, hello. You can still call in and do your shout-out for the military. That's no problem. But you know I'm getting ready to put my clown shoes on, okay? So be prepared. Don't go nowhere. Stay there. I'll be right back. Oh, why aren't you playing? Really? Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't even realize I wasn't on the air. Welcome back. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. Today is a special show. It's dedicated to the military. So happy Veterans Day to all the guys and males, females too, because there's a lot of women out there and serve. Anyway, Veterans Day is always something special and is close to my heart because I come from a military family, Navy, Army, and Air Force, like hoorah. So anyway, I do understand. And also I want to give a shout out to Canada to their Remembrance Day, also their military. It might be either a couple of days before ours or after, so give a shout out to them. Sorry, y'all. I was eating a lozenge and it got stuck on my tongue. Anyway, Miss Tina's here with me during the show, and she gave a shout-out to a couple of military guys and her extended family. We do appreciate that. So anyway, well now, so like I said, call in anytime throughout the show, and I will put you on the air and let you give that beautiful shout-out. Let them know you care. Okay, now we go on to the gossip. Okay, because, yeah, I got my clown shoes on. So anyway, the tough stuff I'm going to talk about first as I have you going. Don't be shy. Let's make a baby. Number 9. Now, who do you know in the entertainment industry could be having baby 9? I'll wait. You're wrong. Fresh off a declared return to comedy and some high-profile appearances, Eddie Murphy is back to the other thing he does best, having babies. The 54-year-old comedian and his 36-year-old model girlfriend, Paige Butcher, are expecting their first child together, and it's Murray's 9th. Murphy made a huge splash returning to Saturday Night Live 40th Anniversary Celebration, picking up the Mark Twain Comedy Award and declaring his return to comedy. Now he gears up for a new Murphy child. Murphy has 5 children with ex-wife Nicole Mitchell Murphy, a son with ex-girlfriend Paulette McNeely, and a son with ex-girlfriend Tamara Hood, and a daughter, with ex-girlfriend and former Spice Girls singer Mel B. The child with Mel B proved to be the most contentious with Murphy and Mel, firing at each other in the press at that time. But all seems to have been worked out since. Next up, Murphy's Mark Twain tribute will air on PBS special Monday, November 23rd. Then Murphy will join Mike Epps, Oprah Winfrey, Kate Hudson, and Lee Daniels' biopic of the late comedian and Murphy comedy idol Richard Pryor. Okay, so that's the latest. His girlfriend is Vanilla. She looks okay. I do think that Nicole looks way better than her, but, you know, I'm just saying. She's not an ugly woman, but Nicole is a lot prettier than her. But damn, he must have more money, y'all, than we know. Your 9th child, and you got 4 babies, mother. Your first baby mama got 5 kids from you, and then you got 3 other baby mamas. Damn, you making some money, because you know what? I'd be hitting them pockets for child support. Say what? Y'all know what time it is. Don't play. Don't even play. Don't even go there. Raven Staves, former child actress and now adult co-star of ABC's The View. Remy Simone got a reprieve from the network because she has had their support. After Simone caught flack for saying she wouldn't hire someone with certain ethnic-sounding names, she followed that up saying the schoolgirl slammed to the ground by a now... She followed that up by saying the schoolgirl slammed to the ground by a now-fired officer in South Carolina shared some blame for the incident. Over 100,000 people took to social media with a petition to have her ass removed from the show. An ABC spokesman said they loved her for being genuine, confident, and opinionated, which is what The View is all about. All this controversy can't hurt. The ABC daytime talker has some stiff competition now, and sometimes every little controversy helps. Really? See, it's just like reality shows. They know that shit real either. It's all scripted. Okay, Raven, I thought you'd be gone even about your racial remark, but, you know, you don't know that you're black yet. Maybe your mama adopted you and you forgot. Okay, going on. Supergirl is the number one new show on TV, but Serena Williams almost played the part in real life. It all happened when a 34-year-old tennis phenomenon had to chase down a man who snatched her phone in a restaurant. Say what? Williams took to her Facebook and detailed how a would-be thief snatched her phone and quickly exited the establishment. Super Serena, however, was much faster. Even when the man began running down the street, she quickly caught up to him and politely asked him if he took the wrong phone. Williams said he stumbled over his words but quickly surrendered the phone. I know you did. She returned to the restaurant to a standing ovation, glad she showed everyone she could stand up for herself. The lesson here, don't mess with Super Arena, okay? Because Serena is a tennis pro. Her legs are strong. You know what I mean, bruh? Her legs are strong. So she's going to outrun you 9 times out of 10. Stupid ass. Excuse me, y'all. Anyway, moving on. Well, Ebony Magazine November cover is the shattered picture of the Cosby show cast. The article focuses on if the show can be separated from Bill Cosby rape accusation scandal. Social media is split on the cover. While Cosby cast member Michael Jamal Warner says the cover is disappointing. Now, if y'all haven't seen it, I'm going to tell you. It's an old picture of the Cosby show when they first started with all the kids. Well, what somebody's done is made like it's a glass frame, and they broke it in Bill Cosby's face. So it's a broken glass frame on top of the evidence. That's what they're saying about the family. I don't think that was cool either. They didn't have to do that. I'm not no fan of Bill Cosby anymore, believe that, but they didn't have to. I think that just went a little too far. You pushed a page. You might regret that, Ebony. Well, Johnny Mathis's home nearly totaled by fire. The legendary crooner reports that no one was hurt, but neighbors alerted him to the fire in his California home. As he drove up to the place, Mathis was returning home from a break in his 60th anniversary tour. Mathis bought the house 56 years ago when he first struck it big. As of press time, he hadn't decided about rebuilding yet, but told the press the losses were just things. The 80-year-old music legend also said he was just grateful no one was hurt, including the people who helped him with the house's care. The fire department confirms it was a vegetation fire that spread to the mansion and caused extensive damage. The fire cause is under investigation. Mathis is best known for his string of hits, including his classic Chances Are and Way Too Much, Too Little, Too Late with Denise Williams. And he even cut a pair of albums in Philadelphia with Tom Bell and Gramble and Huff. All right. Okay, writer, you know what? I think it's 6:30, so let me stop and we'll take a quick break. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. We'll be back in 5. If I can get my break music to work. All right, y'all, have a good one. Be back. Don't be gone long now. You ain't got but 5 minutes. All right. No, it's not even playing, y'all. Ain't this something? You know what? That's why I split my time between speaker and over here. Well, you know what? Since there's no break, I ain't going to try to sing for y'all because you show enough to turn the radio off. So anyway, let's go back to the gossip. Okay, writer-producer Shonda Rhimes, you know, has Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder, has learned to say yes. The TV writer, producer mogul, says she spent quite a lot of time shying away from interviews, press opportunities, and many things that would put her firmly in the spotlight. Rhymes tells People magazine that one of her sisters declared Rhymes never says yes to anything. She took that to heart. It fueled her work, her family and friendships, and even her fantastic weight loss. Woo! Y'all, I don't know if you've seen a picture of Shonda Rhimes. That girl, I think she dropped 100 pounds. She looks amazing, amazingly good, which she attributes to smaller portions and much-hated exercise. Rhimes says it was about overcoming fear. The TGIT mastermind will sit down with her fellow TV titan, Oprah Winfrey. Rhimes will discuss career, motherhood, three young daughters, Emerson, Harper, and Beckett. Wow, did you hear those names? These are her daughters, Emerson, Harper, and Beckett. And oh, she did lose, and losing over 100 pounds. Rhymes sits down with the Mighty O on November 15th. Hey, y'all, that's this week. What time? Oh, Super Soul Sunday. This Sunday coming up. So check your local listening and figure find out what time. Huh, but she does look good. I figured it had to be over 100 pounds because she looks like a totally different person. She's really a pretty woman. She was attractive when she was heavy. Now, I'm not saying she was not good looking, but now she's just super amazing. Comedian Chris Rock, excuse me, will be hosting 2016 88th Annual Academy Awards. Get out of here. They are set to air February 28th on ABC. This is Rock's second stint. No, I missed the first one as host. Oh, okay, it says his last time was in 2005. Okay, then. Essence magazine features Bond girl and cover lady Naomi Harris. The magazine also plays tribute to previous African-American actresses who took their turns as Bond girls, including Halle Berry, Gloria Hendry, Trina Parks, and Grace Jones. How could you ever forget her? I think she was in one of the beginning ones. Naomi Harris will co-star as Eve Moneypenny with Daniel Craig in the latest James Bond entry, Spectre, in theaters. Supermodel Chanel Iman, that's it. Supermodel Chanel Iman is covering the latest edition of Harper's Bazaar magazine. Her red-hot photo shoot inside is an equestrian theme laid out complete with white horses. Okay, girl, I'm going to have to go get the magazine. Get ready for the live version of The Wiz coming to NBC in December. Say what? New Jersey newcomer Shanice Williams will be playing Dorothy. Neo is playing the Tin Man. David Alan Greer, the Cowardly Lion, who else? You know that. And Elijah Kelly will be playing the Scarecrow. Queen Latifah, Mary J. Blige, Common, and the woman who helped turn the Broadway play into a legend. Stephanie Mills as Auntie M will also be rounding out the cast. The live version of The Wiz airs December 3rd on NBC. Okay, let me go back and check. I want to make sure I didn't miss any callers. Do you know my background is still running? It ain't stopped yet, y'all. That's just utterly ridiculous. But anyway, okay, back to the juicy gossip. Okay, Mariah Carey is now directing the holiday movie A Christmas Melody. It will air on December 19th on the Hallmark Channel. Carey's doing double duty because she's also starring in the TV movie with Lacey Chabert. A Christmas Melody will mark the singer's directing debut. Stick to your day job singing because you can't even act. So I know your directorship. I'll give you a chance. Would they say the element of a doubt? Okay, there it is. It just left. In more own news, the Legends at the Apollo is now on Saturday night. Legends is literally that. The many legends who have in the past performed at the famed Harlem Theater, which was known as the crown jewel of the Chitlin Circuit, a.k.a. the only venues that would allow African-Americans to perform and service an African-American audience. Gladys Knight kicked off the series with Dionne Warwick and Stevie Wonder, and also scheduled to come up is the Isley Brothers. I just saw that one over the weekend. When Earth, Wind, and Fire, Smokey Robinson's Legends at the Apollo airs Saturday night. Okay, yep, at 10 p.m. Yeah, they did a really good show. Well, Holly is facing an ex-husband showdown, but not from the current husband, but the two exes? Get out of here. Look what David Justice wrote. Yep, me, Eric, Gabriel, and Avila were all her knights in shining armor until it ends. Then we all became the worst guys in history. David Justice, this is on Twitter. He also wrote, only the guys in the relationship with Hallie know the real deal. There will be another, of course. He'll be called the best until it ends. Wow. So Holly is facing ex-husband showdown. Retired baseball star David Justice, a.k.a. Barry, ex-husband number one, sent out tweets this week referring to what current husband Olivia Oliver Martinez can expect. Justice has since deleted the tweets but referred to how guys who have been in real relationships with Barry know it's best until it ends. Justice tweeted after that the exes somehow go from being knights in shining armor to the worst guys in the world, entering ex-husband number two, singer Eric Benet. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Drink some water. Excuse me, y'all. I'm sorry. Okay. Singer Eric Benet. He got on Twitter to grab a piece of the action, tweeting that David Justice was tweeting out some truth that morning. Ouch! Meanwhile, Justice wasn't finished. He also dropped a clue to the long-rumored abusive ex. In the past, Justice had been hinted at being abusive toward Barry. Justice tweeted, Barry and her team never said it, but allowed that rumor to continue, y'all, to follow him. So he tweeted he wasn't the Hollywood boyfriend who hit Barry and caused her permanent hearing loss. You know who that was, y'all, don't you? Wesley Snipes. Yep, he used to beat the hell out of her. Later that day, Justice went back to Twitter. Later that day, Justice went back to Twitter to thank his fans and Barry for finally confirming his innocence. Barry, the Oscar-winning actress, is now set to divorce husband number three and father of her son, actor Oliver Martinez, only after 2 years, y'all. So you just got with him to have another baby. You know what? I think Hallie is not only a depressed person, but I think she's hung up on looks, too. The couple married after Barry's bitter breakup with father of her daughter, model Gabriel Aubrey, and ex-husbands Benet and Justice. I'm going to tell you what, Hallie, y'all better not all get together at the same place. It is not going to be pretty. I got to check with Miss Tina. Come on, Lord. Come on, Tina. Now that's not even working for me to bring Tina in. You see how trifling? Yeah, I'm calling you trifling, Blog Talk. You make me go to another network. Okay, anyway, getting back. The 2016 People's Choice Award nominations are out. Empire is up for Favorite Drama and Actor and Actress for Terrence Howard and Taraji P. Henson. I see them getting that, no doubt, because they are. Fox Network is raking in money off these people. The Weeknd has the most nominations. He's got 5, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson has 3. Stevie Wonder and Prince, Madonna and Paul McCartney and Steven Tyler are all up for Favorite Music Icons. Will Smith, Janet Jackson, Viola Davis, Vin Diesel, Rihanna, Jesse Williams, Kerry Washington, Taye Diggs, Beyonce, Neo, Ciara, Chris Brown, Nicki Minaj, Shamar Moore, Wendy Williams, Michael Strahan, WDAS, Steve Harvey, I could see that, and Philly's own Kevin Hart, I could see that, are all nominees. The People's Choice Award airs on CBS Wednesday, January 6, 2016, as I say, right around the corner. And guess who's doing the People's Choice Award? Jane Lynch. She had, what was that show that Fox had with the kids? I can't think of it right now. I can see they were all singers. But anyway, she played the teacher that was most hated. Singer Kay Michelle is talking about a big mistake, butt implants. Say what? The singer said it was a big mistake to follow the trend and enhance her figure. She actually feels it threw off her normal shape, and now she wants it back. Kay Michelle says she wants to be in movies and not be typecast because you can't run through Jurassic Park with big butt plants. Really? Why would you even go along? So if it was trendy, why would you do that to yourself? Because you're stupid? You're stuck on SOS? Stuck on stupid? Okay, there's been an arrest in the Bobby Christina case, but not the one most people were predicting. A 32-year-old woman has been charged with impersonating a nurse and giving hospice care to Bobby Chris. Uh-oh, y'all. The hospice company that hired the woman said they initially found no problems with her background check until a single discrepancy came up. When they dug deeper, the company found a problem and notified authorities. The woman, Tayo Sabamowo, was arrested in Raleigh, North Carolina, and authorities are expanding their probe to see what, if any, impact Sabamowo's access to Bobby Chris had on her care, if any. After being found face down in a tub of water nearly a year ago, Bobby Christina Brown never emerged from her coma. After months in a hospital, she was transferred to a hospice care and died there in July. Police are still investigating those circumstances as well. Interesting. The 2015 Marian Anderson Awards Gala will honor musician, journalist, educator Wynton Marsalis on Tuesday, November 10th at the Kimmel Center, Broad and Spruce Street. Past winners include Oprah Winfrey, Quincy Jones, singer Poitier, Elizabeth Taylor, Harry Belafonte, Norman Lear, Mia Farrow, Ozzie Davis, and Ruby Dee, of course, James Earl Jones, and Bill Cosby. This year's gala is hosted by Soledad O'Brien and features the Wynton Marsalis CPET singers, Kim Burrell and Lala Hathaway, and Philly native Robert Garland will choreograph a special performance by the Dance Theater of Harlem. Featuring Misty Copeland, the first African-American principal dancer at the American Ballet Theater. Oh, that's just beautiful. Congratulations. Speaking of Misty Copeland, the ballerina extraordinaire is adding television producer to her plate. Yes, ma'am. Copeland will be an executive producer on the new dance drama for Fox. The yet untitled drama will follow a group of young aspiring dancers. The stage play Things Your Man Don't The stage play Things Your Man Won't Do has been rescheduled for a new date and location. The Jacarius Johnson production starring Leon, Essence Atkins, Terry J. Vaughn, and Alan Payne has been rescheduled for February 18th through the 20th. Oh, so, you know, check on Ticketmasters or one of those to see where they'll be playing at. Okay, well, that's all that I have for gospel news. I can give you a little sports news, but you know what? I'd like to take a break here. I don't know why my... I mean, just none of them are working. I'm so sorry, everybody. I did not plan this to happen. I don't even know why it's doing that. Okay, well, you know what? Since I can't bring in any music for whatever, I'll just close the show out early today. So I want to thank Miss Tina for being here. And, oh, wow, it even took her out. I can't even speak to her. They took that part. Anyway, thank you, everybody, for joining in the studio with Lennis here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. I thank you so much for joining me today. And again, happy Veterans Day to all the members, living or dead, that have served the military in some manner. So thank you so much. You are definitely remembered and never forgotten. Have a good evening, everybody. Sorry I had to run the show short, but having difficulties with Blog Talk. All right, so anyway, I'll see y'all Friday. Catch up with me on Spreaker.com on Friday Traffic Jams from 4 to 6 p.m. on Spreaker.com. Thank you, Tina.